Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Chilla with My Darling. We also checked out music from Kenya, BN and Viri, the storyteller. Thank you so much for choosing us. 8:36, that's your time. Now, listen, if it's one thing you should know about the city of Windhoek is that they are always busy. They're always up to something, and they're always either up to something positive. And that's why we've got the public relations officer in studio, also Lydia Mutenia, from City of Windhoek, just to give us an update in terms of what the capital city of the land of the brave is up to. Moro, Osilidia, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very well. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Yes. Just really cold.
Yeah, no, it is indeed. But I think these days is better than last week.
Yes, yes, yes. Far, far, far yeah. better. My goodness. Yeah. Lydia, when it comes to the City of Windhoek, there's always something happening, isn't it?
Yes.
Either event or two, or it's capital projects, or it's some renovation of some sort. Talk to us. What's happening in terms of Windhoek that we need to know?
Yes, indeed. We are not a capital city for nothing.
Yes, I believe.
So we are always busy, but we are busy for a good cause. Mm. We need to make sure that we are improving the living standards of our people.
100%.
You might have seen that our roads are actually very busy with the fixing of potholes. Mm. And also in some areas, we have actual road resealing work that is taking place, especially in most side of the town. Mm. And this is mainly due to the fact that this year's rain has left our infrastructure in a dire need yeah. of maintenance. Yeah. And we are trying our best to the best of our ability to ensure that, your driving, your mobility is smooth. Mm. We only ask for one thing, it's your cooperation and understanding. It's not easy, especially now that it's raining, and I mean it's cold after the rain. It's also now very cold, so yeah. we need your cooperation and your assistance when we are trying to fix the road. We have some drivers who are impatient on our roads, and they don't want to wait, especially due to the fact that we did not close off some of the roads completely. Mm. We are just closing off a certain
portion yeah.
that we are busy with, and the whole idea is just also not to interrupt traffic flow. Mm. Also in that breath, I would like to mention that there's a perception out there that when we are fixing the roads or when we are repairing the roads, we are patching on the other side of town, especially the side of Katutura and Komasdal.
Let's address
and when it's
please.
This side yeah. of Windhoek, that's the western bypass, on this, on the eastern side of the western bypass, we are fixing or resealing the roads. Mm. That understanding is not correct. It's not true. In our operations, there is no policy or act or anything that is guiding our operations that give us the ability to choose who should we serve how.
Mm-hmm.
What you are seeing is that especially where we are resealing, that is an existing project that need to happen, because obviously the indicators of our road infrastructure, this is a tool that determined the road value and how fast it's deteriorating and how can we make it better faster to avoid using more money when we repay it. And yeah. that's why most of these high traffic roads, your Semnyoma Drive, your Road Mugabe, your Hosea Kutako, your David Hosea Meroro, all these type of big roads that are leading to other towns and so on are being taken care of first. It's not that we are not important as the resident. Obviously, it's like even traditionally when you have guests, you serve them the best piece
100%.
Of, meat or so. Mm. So in this case, we are just trying to take care of the major roads that are leading to other towns or yeah. other intersection, and that is in terms of resealing. But it doesn't mean that we are not coming back to do the resealing on your access road and your distributor's road. That is coming.
Okay.
But we need to start somewhere. Mm. Now, what we have in terms of road repair, it's an equal portion. We have two contractors with six teams. And we have six teams on each side of the city, the western suburb, as well as the eastern suburb of the city. But remember, the impact on the road after the rain is not the same, because some roads already, they were not in a good condition. And that's why the work road, the amount of time that we need to spend on some road is less than other roads. Also, on this side of town, that is eastern side of town, there's not so many bad roads compared to the roads in Katutura and Komasda. So that's why you will see the there's a lot of road work that is needed, especially in Katutura and Komasda. And it's not because we don't take care of those roads. Unfortunately, we find ourselves in a situation this year that we need more money to fix the roads. At the beginning of May, I've been mentioning that we need close to 350 million to fix the roads.
And just for the road project?
Yes, and we don't have that kind of money, because in our previous budgeting year, we never made provision for that much money. Now, we will look at now the coming financial year. This is our last month for the financial year. So starting a new financial year on the 1st of July, hopefully we'll be able to get this and that. But we are also engaging our partners in the roads sector to see whether they can meet us halfway. So I just wanted to inform the public that we are busy. We are not neglecting anyone. NSK, I think it's very important to mention also another major exciting event that is coming up this Saturday. It's a launch of the mayoral cleanup campaign. We do this campaign on a yearly basis. It has been with us for some time. Well, I joined the city almost 12 years ago, and I found this campaign in existence. So it's a campaign that is aimed at reminding residents and people that lives in the city and our guests that are visiting us, or visitors, that we need to take responsibility of our waste. You 100%. Know, we are responsible to generate that waste. We should take responsibility to dispose it off correctly, in a correct manner. So the campaign will be launched this Saturday. And the mayor and all the councillors actually will be there to, you know, to ensure that the campaign launch go ahead and everything is in order. We also have various groups that have indicated they want to participate and to hold our hands together so we can keep them to clean.
Various groups like companies or organizations,
like,
and so
there's,
on.
An organization or called the Vintuk Cleanup. These are people that have really been doing their best, the best of their ability to clean up without any event, formal event or anything. But we reached out to them just of recent, and they said, yes, those of us that are going to be available will be there. And it's very interesting how Namibians really work very well together and in unison. I just wanted to quickly give the details of the launch.
Of course.
The launch will be on Saturday, the 21st of June. That will be at 7 o'clock in the morning. It will be in Samara Machel constituency, that is Okapare Soccer Field. And if you have any interest, or maybe your company or your group wants to participate and you need, you have a few hands that you can bring on board, you can contact Mr. Paulus Kanjimi at 061-290-3083. Mr. Paulus Kanjimi, 061-290-3083. So please do join us. Ventuk can only be called Ventuk when it's clean and, you know, habitable. No investor would want to come and invest in a city that is dirty, but we are responsible for the waste, so we should take care, take responsibility for the waste.
And so, we want to, and we want our number one spot back.
I've seen very interesting research being done that we are not very far from being number one.
Okay, there we go.
Think it's a good news. The waste, the cleanup campaign theme is My Waste, My Responsibility.
Does it?
Denoting that cleanliness in the city is a collective responsibility, and we should actually work together to do that. So we will start with the launch, and we will definitely announce the different direction in which the campaign is going after the launch. But also start at your house. Please clean up the grass that has outgrown. Don't have only that small path of yours when you are going in your house. Clean up. Make sure that your house is very nice and clean. And because also felt fire is coming up, we know it's this
season.
We had the great rain, and a lot of vegetation has grown. So we need to take care of our fire sources, the matches, the lighters, whatever can, you know, spark fire, we need to put it, you know. Cigarette butts. I saw person now just was smoking and threw the cigarette butt.
Yeah.
I felt like hooting because it's not supposed to
it's
be.
It's a
like
collective
that.
Responsibility. Yes. We must hoot, actually.
So we have seen fell fire started already in other parts of the country, and that's a concern. Because Ventuk is very prone to those.
Yeah.
And obviously because of the dry vegetations and so on, we have already released information on our socials and other platforms of the city, to especially to the people farming around the city, to do those, clear those areas. So to enable, to allow that should there be fire, it will not easily jump on their farms and so on. What is the term? Yeah, where they just have to make sure.
De-zoning?
It's
going to come to us. It's going to
come
to us.
What else? I think it's also very important to mention that we had Father's Day the other day.
Yes. And you guys had a beautiful event, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you are following our social, you have seen it spiked. Post sparked a lot of conversations and so on. It's just, I'm bringing it out now that obviously Father's Day has passed, but I'm mentioning it because
it's still men's awareness, mental health awareness month. Relevant.
Yes, I'm mentioning it because there's an understanding that, you know, men are not being taken care of. Mm. It's everything about women and women empowerment and all that, but it's not entirely true. From the city side, we don't discriminate.
Yeah.
We value all our residents equally. And with that, we came up with the idea of having Father's Night around the fire. Also, they have watched a great movie. Mm. It's called Luvinda.
Okay.
But the interesting part is that the men were so not happy that the women were also in attendance.
Why must you guys always be there?
So we thought we are your helpers and we're just going to be around to help you in case you need any help.
Yeah.
But you know what? We really appreciate the attendance for those that made it. We do acknowledge that the marketing of the event was not, maybe he has not reached out to many people, so that a lot of people only have got to hear about the event on the day or the day before. So in the future, we will make sure that we communicate earlier and we organize everything much earlier so that people can already participate and plan to come and participate in such events. Mention it here because you know it's very important for our listener to know that some of these things, you know, they look small. It's like a small effort, but it does means a lot to many people.
Yes,
and I'm very excited. I was part of the night. Maybe I'm the one of the statistic in the women that are not supposed to be there. But obviously, I was there with work though. But
all right. Well, Osilidia, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate the work that you guys do. I know it's not easy because I mean not everybody will be entirely happy at the rate at which progress moves, but there is some sort of work that's being done.
Definitely.
And as a Fresh FM, we recognize it, and we will still invite you back for more updates as the year progresses.
Yes. We do really, really appreciate that. As a city, we are trying our best in every direction we can. I'm just going to mention something now. Internally, we are busy with what we call our culture survey internally, just to understand also from our internal stakeholders, our employees, how do they feel about our culture as an organization, how we can improve it and so on. And that I'm mentioning now, although it's internal, to know, for the public there to know that we are forever trying our best to learn and to find better ways to serve you. Now, if we understand ourselves better and our culture internally is better, we can serve you better. So these are some of the things that we are doing behind the scene to ensure that you get the best out of the city of Ventuk.
That's
obviously
what I'm talking about.
We are not the city of, we are not called the city of Ventuk for nothing. As I mentioned, we are the only city in Namibia, and we should all be proud of living in Ventuk.
That's what I'm talking about. A responsive team and a responsive organization. Why? I always complain about these things every day on radio. Just be responsive and take care of your people.
Yes.
Osilida, thank you so much. We appreciate
thank you
it.
Very much.
And say hi to the rest of the team, please.
I'll definitely do so. That's see
it.
You again later.
Awesome. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We've got Kavi, the mental health activist for men, that will put us as gents in a session.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.